Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, I love St. Paul. What do you do there?
I work in IT.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep.
So you're a computer person. And what do you do to fulfill your desperate need for human contact?
Oh, actually, I do improv.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's exciting. It's a little scary. You got to come down to Chicago, the improv capital of the world.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Ooh. Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling.
I've seen improv in Chicago, and it's really great.
Well, all right.
I feel like in Minnesota as well.
Improv in St. Paul was like, the answer is always, yeah, sure.
Yep.
All right. It's very nice to have you with us, Mary. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Mary's topic?
No, Russia. Bad.
Russia, and we'd all agree, has been getting up in our grill lately, and someone decided in their own way to put a stop to it. This week, we read a story about someone taking a creative stand against Russian aggression and getting them to, you know, back off a little. Guess the true story, and you will win Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Yep.
All right. First, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Comedian Yakov Smirnoff first came to the attention of most Americans with jokes like, "In Soviet Russia, TV watches you." But according to recently declassified documents, he'd been on the CIA's radar much longer, thanks to his work as a U.S. spy. Smirnoff's job? Gathering information on Soviet Russia and transmitting it to his CIA handlers, often through his televised comedy acts. The CIA eventually evacuated Smirnoff from Russia after he delivered the joke, "In America, you can always find a party. In Soviet Russia, the party can always find you." Which was a predetermined code message that the Russian authorities were closing in. Once Smirnoff was safely in the United States, Operation What a Country continued, with Smirnoff performing comedy by night and debriefing CIA Russian operatives by day, all in the last place anyone would look, Branson, Missouri. Smirnoff recently retired from spying, but not from comedy, and can still be seen 6 nights a week in Branson. Ask your aunt about the free shuttle bus from the casino.
Yakov Smirnoff, working against the former Soviet menace from his home base in Branson. Your next story of somebody raising an iron curtain against Russia comes from Gabe Liedman.
What do Russians hate more than capitalism, non-smokers, and neighboring sovereign nation states exercising self-rule combined? The answer is soaking wet, sexy gay dudes. Or any gay people, really, but it's safe to assume that soaking wet, sexy dudes would rank pretty high up there on the list of gay people who are not well-liked in Russia. That's why the Swedish Peace and Arbitration Society, SPAS, has launched its new tool to repel Russian aggressors. It's called the Singing Sailor, and it's an underwater neon sign with a shirtless sailor in his underpants, which transmits a message in Morse code, quote, "This way if you are gay." Under the lit-up sailor are the words, "Welcome to Sweden, gay since 1944. A reference to the year Sweden dropped its anti-gay laws, but also begging the question, what were you Russian guys up to in 1944? Oh, right, Stalin. Sweden, of course, was able to address human rights issues way back then because they remained neutral, or in gay parlance, versatile, during World War II. Since it's officially been re-illegal to be gay or gay-friendly in Russia since 2013, SPAS, or SPAS, as I will now call them because I'm fun, is hoping that their singing sailor will stop all Russian seamen in their tracks.
An underwater sign saying, "This way for gays, defend off Russian submarines from Swedish waters." Your last story of a bold stand comes from Paula Poundstone.
Tensions with Russia are growing within Finland. In reaction to Russia's territorial ambitions and Russian President Vladimir Putin's manic foreign relations, the people of Finland have begun to retaliate. People think of our Finnish people as just talking on our cell phones all the time, or that our hands are always in those muffy things, and that we don't notice anything or take action. But since the Russian troops have taken over Al-Kurti Air Base, located only 37 miles from our border, we put our phones on vibrate while we stop the Russians, says Finland's Agar Kivi. And take action they have. The Finns have posted official signs saying, "Russian troops, line up here," all along their border. The brains behind the operation, Jokara Paleri, explains, "Russians follow directions well and have a long history of standing in lines. This should stop them. We may also try Russians, place guns here, and tank access only on Tuesdays."
The Finnish people, using the Russian natural inclination to line up against the possibly invading troops. That was from Paula Poundstone. From Gabe Liedman, we heard how a Swedish group has put a sign saying, "Gaze this way," to fend off homophobic Russian submariners. And from Luke Burbank, the story of how Yakov Smirnov, who you thought was a merely not very funny Russian comedian, was actually an asset, working against the interests of his native country through the CIA. Which of these is the real story of a counteroffensive against Russian aggression?
Oh, man. I think I have to go with Luke, with the comedian in Russia.
So I just want to clarify this. You believe that Yakov Smirnov, the Russian comedian from the 80s, now playing in Branson, was actually a CIA operative. And during his residency in Branson, he was debriefing Russian defectors and spies, presumably between his 8 p.m. and his 9:30 p.m. shows?
No. I really don't. Let's see. Let's go with Gabe's.
You're going to go with Gabe's now.
Yeah. Oh.
So you are going to pick Gabe's story. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone involved in this true counteroffensive.
It's a gay sailor that is on a signboard. And this sends out the Morse signal, "This way if you are gay."
That was Christopher Burnett Cargill. He is the Secretary General of the Swedish Peace and Arbitration Society, who are the guys who put the underwater sign in Swedish waters warning Russian submarines that there were gays ahead. So you pulled it out and you picked Gabe. You were right. Gabe gets a point for being honest.
Nice. Yes. I'll take it.
Pity you point. Win our prize, Carol Castle's voice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sail the seven seas. Yes, you can put your mind at ease.